at CU Direct's Drive 19 conference in Las Vegas, Nevada. And with me is Mr. Steve Lugers from On Point Credit Union. Steve, how are you?
Good, thank you, sir.
Yeah. How's the conference going for you so far?
It's been excellent. Yeah. Good energy. You can find out a lot of good information and making networking contacts as always. Yep.
Yeah, that face-to-face thing still works, you know? It's nothing better.
You got to touch the flesh sometimes, still, as they say.
So any highlights for you? Any speakers, any topics stand out for you this time around?
I think we'll take back that we've always been a fast follower in the credit union, the digital space, and electronically, and I think we're coming to realize maybe we're not following quite fast enough. So we want to make sure we're delivering on our members' expectations.
Got to speed up a little bit, it sounds like. All right, well, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Hey, you were just on a consumer lending panel.
Correct.
And can you give us a quick overview on what was discussed on there? Because I think that can go in a lot of directions for sure. But what was discussed?
We focused a lot on our use of the automated decision engine to try to improve the member experience.
Okay.
So for us, through like our indirect channel, we're at about a 54% automated approval, which leads to an 84%.
What?
Yeah, so that's fabulous.
You're the ones they were talking about. I heard.
And it's a 26 basis point 6-day delinquency, 12 basis point charge off. So it works. It's effective. It's an 84% funded rate from those automated approvals. And across all our channels, all our products were at about a 31%.
Okay. So. What's your secret sauce? What's the magic going on here?
You got to spend a lot of time on it. And I think a lot of us, we go out and make these great investments in whatever LOS you're using. And you set it up and you you kind of maybe set and forget. And one thing we're forcing ourselves to do is constantly go back and revisit.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What attributes are working, what's not. Let's look at our delinquency. Let's look at our charged off loans. Let's look at those loans that we approved and didn't fund.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are we doing that aren't allowing us to execute well on those loans?
Yeah. So what, I mean, I don't want to say what turned it around because it was probably always successful, but what keeps it going in that direction? Is it that philosophy or that model that you just talked about?
That philosophy is, you know, just being real in tune with the data, spending time with the decision engine. Really test your results and make sure you're getting what you expect.
Okay.
And it takes a lot of time.
What you put into is what you get out of it, for sure. So besides your success, what other takeaways did you get from the panel?
Just the amazing focus that this group has on improving the member experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that the member expectation has changed. We like to control and drive process. That's what we think makes us successful. Mm-hmm. But it's really putting that member first and that experience first.
And is it trying to raise the level to the Amazon experience,
the
Airbnb experience, that type of stuff?
Yeah. That digital experience. That frictionless thing, that they walk away saying, "Oh, that met my expectation," and that sometimes that's the best you can get. But we want to be there.
Yeah. Very cool. Any other takeaways that you want to share? Or okay, all right. So the importance, the significance of all of this for credit unions in general, not only you guys, because you guys sound like you're hitting it out of the park, but the significance of this topic for credit unions. Why is it so important right now, especially the digital aspect of it?
And it's going where the customer is already, right? And so for us, in Oregon, about 26% of the population is millennial, and we're at about 37. And it's really those products, the car loan through the indirect channel, the checking, and the credit card that are driving that growth.
Yeah.
And those are some of those basic products we've offered forever. They're not that sexy, but when you really focus on them, it draws in a new type of member.
It sounds like you guys are setting the stage for the future as well,
yes.
Especially with the millennials coming up, getting into their prime earning years. So.
Yeah, and that borrowing, it's really expanding. I mean, people are starting later in life, and then they're also going to carry debt later in life. And so it's going to be kind of a new lending cycle that will emerge in these next 10 years. And I think getting early on with those transactional accounts, the checking account, the freedom the automobile creates, economic independence, getting there, helping them support those and those decisions will keep them around for them.
And it's great to have you guys right there waiting for them or with them, working with them. Let's say that. Yeah, definitely. All right.
Absolutely.
All right, Steve, anything else to add to wrap up here?
I'm good. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much.